Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's your girl Cindy right here in Open Talk 2. What's going on this beautiful Thanksgiving Eve night? I know y'all are getting ready to start cooking so y'all can get fat, gain all that weight, and then hit the gym that Friday and Saturday and Sunday, because that's what I'm going to be doing. I hope everybody is having a good evening. If you want to hear something tonight, you want to be a part of the show, hit me up at 347-215-6288. Last week on the show, y'all, we played some jizzy jams. Dropped that, and then before that, we had, who did we have? Y'all can't remember. Oh my God, there's been so many people. No, actually, I don't know. We had Angelo Christian right here in Houston. He talked about renting homes, being a homeowner, repairing your credit, all things of that nature. You know, if you are renting a home, don't rent it. I mean, if you just want to, go ahead. But if you, why rent and you can own? But anyway. But that's what we have on the show. So you want to go back to listen to the show, you can actually find it on TuneIn. I am on Spreaker. I am on Twitch. I have a lot of different outlets that you can check out. Tonight, it's all about the have and the have-nots. Got an interview with Keith Burke, y'all. He is so amazing, y'all. Love talking to him. I didn't want to hang up with him, but he is so cool. So we're definitely going to be chopping it up with him. But before we get to that, y'all, have y'all been checking out my girls in Atlanta? My Real Housewives of Atlanta? They have been cutting up. You know what? Ladies, if y'all need a therapist, y'all need somebody to talk to, y'all hit me up right here on the show. And we can have some one-on-one therapy, you know, ladies. You know what? Because, Kenya, I am so mad at you on putting that baby first before that husband. Your child should come first, girl. Call me up. Hit me up right now. Hit me up. We're going to talk about it. Love Candy and Todd. Congrats to the baby. Ace put out a beautiful name for the baby, Blaze. I think that is so cute. Cynthia. I love my Cynthia. Cynthia is so classy. Love my girl Cynthia. Nene, I'm about to spank my Nene. I can't wait to travel to Atlanta, y'all. I am definitely going to check out Tyler Perry Studios next year. I am going to be in effect. So I will definitely be chopping it up with my girl Portia when I get down there next year. So y'all definitely have to stay tuned for that interview. But let me stop running my mouth. I'm going to drop some joints right quick, and then I'm going to be chopping it up with Keith Burke. Don't go nowhere. Hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
You did it.
this one says. Let's go.
Listen up, I got something to say. I made it to the top from around the way. It's the story of success without selling drugs. My body or my soul, no claims to thugs. I did it the right way, hard work and dedication. With God by my side, I found the motivation. Now I'm living out my dreams. Yo, this is the life. With the knowledge that I'm picking, there's no more strife. No more struggling, this issue's for the birds. It's all about the life, just listen to my words. I spit in real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. If you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
Verse 2, you can call it a guide. The writer's on the wall on how to survive. Let them haters hate, let them see you win. First time it don't pop off, then try it again. You got to seize the opportunity, stay ready at all times. This ain't a bunch of hikes, I live these lines. I wrote books on business, now I'm rocking the mic. Speeding game to generations, hope my word takes flight. Nothing's been given, had to earn it all. Now I'm passing down the lessons so my people can ball. I'm spitting real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. If you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta
stay focused in on your mission. Keep them haters out your business. With hard work and dedication, you can get it. Dream big, put the work in with it. Gotta be willing. Achieving on your own too is a hell of a feeling. And me, I'm not the one to tell you hit the block and sell dope. Can't be closed-minded. It's more ways to go and gain dough. It don't make you lame. Little homie, to have your own goals. Don't follow the pack. Be a leader and cut your own road. Now, I ain't telling you something that I done heard. I done caught too many cases getting locked up for the birds. You focus on your dream and grind, you get what you deserve. You gotta cry before you walk. You walk, then you can swerve. Big shout out to Cindy, told me come and drop some knowledge. And big shout out to God, because without him I wouldn't prosper. Just trying to motivate the up and come and stop wilding. Dream big, go and grind, cause in the end you have the power.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
Sending a shout out to my boy Mo Rock. I see you, baby. Got undisputed TAB on the joint. Making some big moves, doing some big things. Y'all boys better keep up with me.
You gotta grind.
All right, Mr. Keith, thank you for calling the show today. How are you?
I am amazingly wonderful today.
Oh, that is.
Ready to be here. Thank you for having me.
That is good. That's good. So let me ask you, tell me what inspired you to get into this type of industry. Tell me a little bit about how you got into acting. What was your first role? Things of that nature.
Well, I mean, honestly, what inspired me to get into it, honestly, I have to laugh every time I think about that question, because I have no idea, like, why I was crazy enough to do it. But I think a lot of it stems from the fact that my mother, rest in peace, told me when I was little I was going to be an actor, and I just was like, you got to be kidding me. I'm going to be a football player. I'm going to be in the NFL. Maybe a best case scenario, maybe after my football career, I'll delve, you know, kind of work my way into the acting field. Of course, three knee operations later, no football, football. And, you know, it was, as I got older, like, I really always felt like I loved movies. Like, I loved them. And then I was doing, like, church plays when I was a kid. So my mother had got me all involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really loved storytelling. Like, I would go to the movies by myself. From the time I was 12, I was going to the movies. You know, if I wanted to see something nobody wanted to see, I'd go by myself.
Okay.
And I became very inspired after Spike Lee came on the scene with She's Gotta Have It. Once I saw, like, you know, images of myself, a black director, and just the whole movement, you
mm-hmm.
know, it was so inspiring, and it just made me feel like it was possible. I think I probably thought about it before then, but I never felt like it was truly a realistic goal for some reason. I just seems so far-fetched to go to Los Angeles and pursue a career in, you know, film and television.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, once I saw Spike Lee come on the scene, next thing you know, John Singleton's on the scene, and then the Hughes brothers, and it was like, yo, this is a movement. I need to catch this wave at some point and start to really focus on finding my way. And it just made me feel like it was possible. So then that planted the seed in a real way for me.
Okay.
Start, like, making moves towards that.
Do you remember your first role?
Yes. Let's see. Well, you know what? My first role was a non-speaking role that I to this day, it was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Because I grew up with, you know, Till Leeds, so I knew Will from the time we were in high school. We weren't, like, close friends, but we had people in common, and we ended up going on a prom at the same time. Our girlfriends were, you know, in the same class, so it was like that kind of thing. So when I came to L.A., via a friend of his that had, you know, kind of said, hey, I'll show you around, I'll bring you up to the studio. Will was gracious enough to say, hey, you know, they were like, if you're serious about this, you got to move out here. So I moved out. We were just starting off doing background, just kind of getting a feel for the way movie sets work and television sets and stuff like that.
Okay.
Will put me on, and a buddy of mine, he put us on Fresh Prince, and I had a really cool feature role that I think I actually posted on my page with myself and Carlton. This was back in 1995.
Really?
And, yeah, it's on my Instagram page.
Okay.
And it's me on the treadmill. So you probably wouldn't recognize me because I had a lot of hair back then. So it kind of
you're gonna make me go back and look.
It's a little different.
I'm gonna go back and look.
It was great. It was filmed in front of a live studio audience. It really like made me feel after actually having that experience that this is possible.
Okay.
And just seeing friends that I had grown up with who were out here and having success really. It just kind of made me really feel comfortable, and I just knew I had to knuckle up and prove myself. So.
Now, I know you worked on, or you did an episode with Criminal Minds. How was that experience?
Oh, it was great. You know, I was a big fan of the show before I ever had a chance to work on it. So, of course, I was really excited. I actually had booked two roles on Criminal Minds. I was supposed to play in a flashback that never got shot, but I was supposed to play Shamar Moore's dad, like when he was a kid. It was like a whole thing, and then they ended up cutting that scene from the episode, and they said, don't worry, we'll bring you back, and I was like, yeah, sure. And then they ended up, really, they brought me back and gave me, you know, and I had an opportunity to do that episode that you saw, and it was just a wonderful experience, very nice people, very professional, very easygoing. I mean, a lot of times when you do stuff on television shows, you're a day player,
mm-hmm.
I'm in, you shoot your stuff, you're out.
I was going to ask you too.
With Criminal Minds, the cool thing about Criminal Minds, they do table reads. All shows don't do that.
Oh, okay.
With non-cast members.
Oh.
Other shows will do table reads, but it'll be primarily with, but this particular show did table reads, and so even though I was doing a co-star role for the day, I had an opportunity to come up there and do the table reads, so I had an opportunity to meet the entire cast, which was really amazing, and the producers and the executive producers, like, I met the entire team, so just the way they do things over there was very cool. It was just a wonderful experience.
Okay, so now, just a side note, sidebar, now you know I'm married to Shamar Moore, but you know, I don't think he knows that, but you know.
Man, you know, from what I understand, Shamar has a lot of unknown marriages.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. How was he on the set? Was he a nice person to work with?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't work with him directly, but I did get a chance to meet him.
Okay.
Okay. You know, very cool brother, you know,
okay.
And like I told him, I've always been looking for success because, you know, any time a brother can break through and have any success on any level, I'm rooting for him.
Absolutely.
I know how hard it is. And some people think some people have it easy. Nothing's easy about this.
So who would you want to work with now?
Who would I want to work with?
Yeah, who additional would you want to work with now? Not know what you're doing right now, but like additional, any movies, like.
Oh, absolutely. I want to work with you know, obviously the great, you know, that I grew up admiring, Denzel Washington, Lawrence Fishburne, and those people. Also, you know, honestly now, like, you know, Michael B. Jordan and that whole crew from you know, Black Panther, because I'm trying to think of the director's name right now. And I'm good with names, but right now it's escaping me. But that director is amazing. And I would really, he did Fruitvale Station and the first Creed. Oh my God, this is crazy. But I would love to work with him. You know, it's just, there's a lot of young talent out here. Michael K. Williams, who's on The Wire, would love to work with him. You know, I would love to have an opportunity to work with,
Okay. Well, I know one thing.
I mean, it's a long list.
My listeners have been really chiming in to get you on here because now you already know they want to talk about the have and the have not. So they ought to be, y'all ought to be coming back on when? January? When is it coming back on?
January 7th.
Yes, and we cannot wait. So the ladies wants to know, besides you taking that shirt off all the time, are we going to be seeing wedding bells, you think? Or you can't really talk about it?
You know, it's I literally can't talk about it. Like,
okay, okay.
What to expect. But
okay.
You know, if you know anything about the show,
okay,
you never know what's going to happen.
We love. I know. I love the show. I love your character on the show. And I'm telling you,
Thank you
make Hannah pop. So I know that. I mean, just y'all's chemistry on the set, you can just tell y'all really, really hit it off. And again, I love that they brought you on a part of the show to, you know, to be a part of her life. That is so cool. I love that.
Yeah, it was a huge blessing, and really the highlight of my, you know, career working with Crystal Fox. And she's just one of the most dynamic actresses in terms of just, you know, her commitment to her character, the dynamic lady as a person. She was just absolutely wonderful to work with. She was so gracious and generous from the first day I arrived there, and it was just an absolute joy. To look across and see her face every time the camera was on.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I got a little mad at you one time when you were having a phone conversation with Veronica. And so I guess, you know, obviously that we just assumed that y'all like messed around, you know, whatever. And I say, wait a minute here. I say, hold on, Derek. Now, you didn't mess around with Veronica.
Well, you know, the backstory was that Veronica, the lawyer, that got me out of jail. And if you see how Veronica gets down, nothing's free with Veronica.
Right.
Nothing is free. And whether you like it or you want to do whatever that means nothing.
I know.
What she wanted. And so it was a situation where we had a scene where we were talking about that, and it was just like, look, I found someone I really want to, you know, focus. And I don't know if
I think she wanted you to do something dirty for her, and you was like, look, I don't do that no more. I'm on the straight and narrow. Yeah. I remember that scene, honey. I was like, that's right. Hang up on her.
it was real. It was just like, you know, listen, everybody has a past. You go to jail. Sometimes people come out. They, like I said, she helped me get out. And then it was like, I owed her some favors.
Yep.
I understood what I was dealing with.
Yep.
At that time, I hadn't met Hannah. I was just trying to live my life and you know, really move forward, like so many brothers do when they get out of prison.
Right.
And the sad thing was is that, you know, like the system and just like people out here, nobody wants to let you forget your past, and they want to consistently make you pay for your past. And that's a tough road for anyone, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have your mistakes or missteps in life constantly put in front of you so that you have to look at them and somehow be judged consistently as opposed to, I spent time in jail, and I got out. I was fortunate to get out, and I, you know, my focus was to put my life together. But it can be a rough road, and I think that what's being showed is just that journey. You know, some people get out, and it is a challenge, you know, to stay on the straight and narrow when you have so many things coming at you in a negative way. But
that
conversation with Veronica and I was about, leave me alone. I want to move forward with my life, and I'm fortunate enough to have met someone that I'm actually interested in, and I want to be righteous about that.
That's right. So last, I want to ask you, do you think there are limitations on like maybe an older actress or actor that's trying to break into the industry? And if so, what word of advice would you give them? Like, you know, if it's somebody that's listening to the show that really wants, because I know a lot of people who wants to try to break into acting in their 40s.
Sure.
And, you know what I mean? So what word of advice would you give them?
Nothing's wrong with that. That's happening. You should. Because one thing that I was told, you know, through the grapevine was that, you know, it can be challenging to find actors in my age range because a lot of the people, either they've made it or they've quit by the time they're in my age range. So if they've made it, then the chances of them being available could be slim. And if they've quit, then they're not there. So people that have apprehensions about maybe stopping in their 40s should know there's roles out there. And, you know, black don't crack, so you don't know how old we really are. So it's just just about don't get hung up on that number. You know, life is so fleeting and so short, and I just tell anyone, follow your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's such a short ride. What do you have to lose? You know, the good thing about some of us, you know, like by the time you're in your 40s, you've gotten your kids to a place where you're able to kind of go on to your next venture and say, you know, I'm a kid straight. Let me do that thing that I put on hold in my 20s because I was, you know, being a father or mother, whatever that case, you know, may be.
Absolutely.
I say follow your dreams. Don't ever, let anything deter you or discourage you because anything is possible. I mean, I'm living proof of that.
Okay.
So I would never discourage anyone from following their dreams.
Well, I tell you this. Do not disappoint us on this episode that's coming up in January. You know, don't disappoint me because we're going to be looking for you, and I'm hoping that shirt come off a couple of times.
You know, it's so interesting because in reality, I've worked very hard, you know, on my physique, and I thought it'd be off more, you know, before I got too old for people to care. I thought it'd be off more, but it's not, you know, and I think that just probably because they usually let the young tenders be the sex symbols and whatnot.
That's
and
right.
It is what it is. No shade there.
Well, yeah, you know, they already say the new 40s and 50s is the 20s and the 30s, so, hey.
I know, but
hey.
Just a word to the wise, anyone listening, if you have any issues with the way Derek is moving, just remember, Derek is not behind the typewriter. He is not at the computer. He is just doing what he is told.
That's right. And
thank you for calling the show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you guys for listening. And hopefully, you know, you'll continue to support me and follow me on social media if you haven't. I greatly appreciate it. Much love to everyone, and thank you.
What's up, world? It's your big homie, Big Hill, Chicago, Illinois, Windy City's finest. You're now tuning in to Open Talk 2 Radio with the number one radio lady in America. Catch your big homie on Empire Season 2, September 23rd. It's going to be epic. Big Hill Mob, Gmail, hit me. Love.
This is Big Tour. This is Black T2. And we're kicking my girl Cindy. She always keep it 100.
Wanna be a steal my money after I've been like a brother to you? You want to be about that bad, huh? I tell you what, you keep doing.
All right, that's going to wrap up today's show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And again, if you need to go back, you can catch it on Spreaker. You can catch it on TuneIn. You can catch it on Twitch. You can catch it on YouTube, on Open Talk 2 YouTube. So check out the channel there. Subscribe to the channel as well. Don't forget to also check out Open Talk 2 and Friends. That's kind of like the adult version of that. You want to check that out as well. Got a podcast rolling out with that. And if you want to be a part of the show, hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com and we can chop it up. And again, you guys have a happy, safe Thanksgiving. And I'm about to discount. Thank you.